Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. Master John of Magical Service. And indeed, there's a whole group of us here. Dear Yeshua is here. The one known to most as Jesus. He lived 2,000 years ago, still so present with so many of you. The one you know as Mother Mary, the dear woman who gave birth to Yeshua in that lifetime. Who has been so present with John throughout his lifetime and with so many of you. Many other masters. You call them ascended masters. They're just those who have gone before, who completed their journey on earth. But they didn't do what so many of you are doing, dear friend. They left. They were complete. They left. So many of you are staying here, staying on earth, becoming the true divine human. Blending the consciousness of your soul with the consciousness of the human. Becoming the butterfly and so much more. And let's not forget, dear Master Romana. Oh, she's here. She's always a part of these messages, whether she's aware of it or not. But today she's sitting here next to John, a fully conscious part of this message. John's beloved wife. And what a precious, precious consciousness she brings. So here we are. This is an exciting day. It's lunch day for our new class, Living as Soul, understanding the true nature of reality and creating. Oh, we were all part of creating this class, and we're so excited that today it went live. It's available for you. If you wish to enroll in this class, there are currently 8 lessons. There will be 2 more, at least. And if you enroll right away, within the next 30 days, you'll be able to submit a question for the question and answer channel. Oh, exciting indeed. John's been working so hard on this. We've been pushing him for a long time. Here we are. So, we're calling this message New Beginnings. I'm going to ask John to post it right away, even before he has time to transcribe it into text, to post the recording. Because so many of you are coming into a whole new beginning. So many of you you're discovering, say this a little different. So many of you are also blending your soul's consciousness with your human consciousness. You're becoming the divine human. And well, that changes things. It changes everything. A lot of you doubt your connection. You doubt that anything real is happening. Your life feels like it's a mess. Your body hurts. So many things seem to be falling apart in your lives. That's because when your soul comes in, when you allow this blending to take place, it changes everything. And that hurts often. It doesn't have to, but it usually does, because, well, the human has a hard time letting go of its old perspectives. So it holds on, and in that holding on, it hurts, because, well, you made the choice to do this. Your human was part of that choice, as was your soul. So it's happening. You've passed the point of no return. And it's happening. So the whole point of this new class, oh, it isn't to teach you something new. You already know. But it's to help your mind understand some of what's really taking place so that it can let go. So that it doesn't have to hurt so bad. So that you can let in this grand new beginning. Some of you are already experiencing the beginnings of this new beginning. New things coming into your life, new opportunities, new consciousness, new clarity. You're stepping out in new ways, shining your light in new ways. But as the saying goes, you ain't seen nothing yet. You see, the whole world is changing. The whole world is beginning to notice your light. They're starting to look toward you. To ask, what do they have that I need? I can feel it, but I don't know what it is yet. They're going to be coming to you. They're going to be asking. Some of them won't even know the questions to ask. They'll still be asking, you'll feel them. Some of you, it won't involve teaching classes or a lot of personal interaction. Some of you, it will. For some of you, it's just shining your light, enjoying your life. No, but even for you, people will be coming. They'll be asking. And you'll know in the moment what to say to them. Some of you will be... you'll find yourself leading workshops, teaching classes, putting things online, channeling your soul, whatever it is that calls you, get ready because it's coming. Maybe some things you didn't realize were calling you. It's coming. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure it out. It's going to come to you. It's going to find you. It's going to call you. And it's all going to fall into place. You don't have to plan it all out. You'll know in the moment. It's a time to reserve a retreat center. You'll know in the moment. And if it's not clear, it's not time. It's a time to schedule a flight or do any of the other things that go into doing these things. You'll know in the moment. You don't have to work it out because, it's going to come to you. But you need to be clear in yourself. That's not something you have to do either. It's happening. Your soul is coming in. Your soul is blending its consciousness together with you in a way that has never been done before. And your soul knows how to handle all of these things. Because Because your soul has a whole different perspective than you, the human, has. A very different perspective. And as the human, your job right now is to allow that perspective in. To allow the clarity of your soul in the moment. Don't go off in the future. Your soul is right here. It doesn't have a future. It doesn't have a past. It's all in the now. Past and the future are human illusions. So come to now. Come into your own presence. As Mother Mary so eloquently spoke of in one of the lessons in our course. Come into your own presence. Right here, right now. And trust what you find there. Trust the inspiration you find there. And if there isn't any particular inspiration right now, trust that too. Because your new beginning is happening. But this isn't a new beginning like anything you've experienced before. There's time in what you're doing next. There's time to rest. There's time to nurture yourself. And there's going to be lots of time for acting, for doing your work. It's going to flow smoothly and beautifully and easily. Whatever it may be. And don't worry if you don't feel like you're a teacher. You don't have to be. Sitting on the park bench. Walking in the woods. Being in presence with yourself. That's what shines the light. And that light is what changes the world. So, allow this new beginning to come in whatever way it comes, it's here. But understand that the caterpillar spends a lifetime chewing away on leaves, crawling along the branches of the tree, leaf to leaf. And then the point comes where everything seems to fall apart. It does this crazy thing of spinning a cocoon or a chrysalis and wrapping it around itself. Hiding away from the world. Oh, if only you could do that part. Oh, you have in a sense. The caterpillar turns into goo. Then it reforms into a butterfly and it emerges into its own new beginning. But it doesn't look anything like the caterpillar. Nothing at all like the caterpillar. And the same thing is happening to you, dear friend. I How do you think it feels? For the caterpillar, when its body begins to dissolve. And then to take a new shape. And then it comes out, doesn't feel like anything it ever felt before. Nothing works the way it worked before. It can't even eat because it doesn't have teeth anymore. And then the magic happens. The butterfly discovers it has wings. It doesn't eat those hard old leaves anymore. It drinks this incredible nectar. Sweet nectar from flowers. Instead of crawling from place to place, it flits here and there. It flies. And dear friend, it's a beautiful metaphor for you, but it's very, very limited. Because you are so much more than a butterfly. But you are definitely not a human anymore. You are a divine being. And it's time to let that in. It's time to take ownership of that. And you look around at your body, it looks kind of the same, and it hurts worse than maybe it ever did before. But nevertheless, that's only a product of the change. You'll get past it if you let yourself. Because you are becoming something so far beyond the human. And you're already here, dear friend. You're already here. So often, we talk about how reality really works. And the human says, oh yeah, I hear that. But you know, I still have this reality to deal with, this human life. Well, you can hold on to that if you want to, but from here on, it's going to hurt worse and worse. Until you're willing to let go and open up to an entirely different kind of existence, an entirely new way of creating, an entirely new perspective on life. Your soul doesn't have time, doesn't have past or future. Your soul doesn't have limitations. And the limitations that you see in your life are illusions. They are illusions that you thought were real, and because of that, they felt real. And now a part of you knows they're not. And when you hold on to them, it's going to hurt worse and worse and worse. Until you're ready to let go. To see life for what it really is through the eyes of your soul. It's already happening. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So let it in, dear friend. Our class will help you understand this at a much greater level, much deeper level. And we will continue to talk about it here. It's time to let in the new reality. It's not some invisible reality that you can't see. Your soul is here now, and it sees it. And its vision is available for you right now. But it changes everything. So prepare yourself for that. New beginnings are so beautiful. And they're a bit scary because, well, they change everything. That's why you're here, dear friend. Are you ready to open up to it? To let it happen? Indeed, it's already happening. Let it in. And so it is.
Greetings to everybody also from me. This is Romana. I'd like to say that entering this new reality, it's about entering the expansion of your heart. This changes everything. Perceiving the world, the reality, from the perspective of your soul. Just pure awareness, which I call pure love. And allowing this pure love in your heart. Opens the door, opens the entrance to experiencing the reality in so much more conscious and magical way. Lots of us, lots of you know exactly what I'm talking about and have been experiencing these openings for a long time. But But now it feels like the door is opening widely. If we allow it, and Gaia, Mother Earth, her soul is totally supporting us in this opening with all her magnificent love. All her magnificent presence. She's supporting us with her light. In our own embodiment. We are about to discover so much layers and colors of sacredness. In ourselves and in everything that nature is offering to us. Not just when we are walking in the woods or walking on the beach, but in experiencing the manifested reality, manifested world of Gaia, which is also your body. So I would like to invite all of us with this message that I feel from Gaia. To receive her gifts, to feel her, to enjoy with an open heart of playfulness, of joy. Don't need to be so serious when we enter this new reality. We can open to joy. We can allow ourselves the joy. Soul is so many times smiling. I can feel so much smiling and laughing to my seriousness. Probably yours also. Maybe we can finally and completely release this need to save the world and bring this frequency of love, of joy, of freedom into the world. allow ourselves lightness. Allow ourselves to open to the beauty that is all around us, that is within us, that are we, that we are. All this colorfulness. Masters of the world, shamans of the world, all these people in from the history, world of history, or who were conscious people, they were aware of this presence of joyfulness in the real reality. And this doesn't mean they were careless, which is sometimes our fear. Like if we are allowing ourselves to be joyful, that we don't care. It's just the opposite. We do care. And with living fully our lives, we bring this potential to the consciousness of humanity. This potential of freedom, of abundance, of self-love, of self-joy, yes, indeed, we are entering the new reality, and we are entering lightly. With the lightness in our chest, finally, we can allow ourselves to do that. Can allow to release these beliefs of how we have to carry so much responsibilities for others and for the world in a way of believing in these limitations. No, we don't need that anymore. It's time to become like children and to enter the heavenly kingdom. Of our own soul. And live our lives in beauty. Thank you.